It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on call.
Oh, Lord. What?
Call D&M.
What's
that
happening?
Moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What is happening?
By a wheels-off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What were we saying
over
about D&M?
On the little ticket.
Yeah, you are not helping. It's time for the emergency break of the week, and it's brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. Yes, he is back once again this week. Mike Reiner, the old gray wolf, Hollywood Rhines, back again, competing for the title. Rhines is a music historian. He knows just about every band member name going back 50 years. He's pretty incredible with that party trick. And he was telling the story about Towns Van Zandt and how he wrote Poncho and Lefty. And while telling that story, for some reason, he couldn't say the name Towns Van Zandt. What you're going to hear is some of this is spliced together, but each time it stops down the segment and makes Danny and Corby laugh.
Sponsorships, people are paying money.
Yeah, maybe so.
There's money to be made.
Well, you may be wondering, what does all this have to do with Towns Van Zandt? Or Towns Van Zandt?
I love Towns Van Zandt.
Well, this, according to Daniel Antopolsky, Stevenson played there all the time. And Towns Van Zandt, or Towns Van Zandt,
it's hard,
booked a gig in here. I don't know what kind of hit it was or just what became of it. Towns Van Zandt, Towns Van Zandt. Almighty. I'm just going to call him Towns.
Or Tans, whatever you want to do.
He stayed inside.
Well, you got the rare Rhines. God almighty, with the Corby laugh with it. That's
really weird.
I know.
That he has...
You know what, though? I've always had a hard time with that name. I have to think about it every time I say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder why that Maybe, is.
I don't know. It's a pretty unusual name, don't you think? Towns Van Zandt?
Yeah, it's unusual, but so is John Bon Jovi to me, but I've never consistently messed up his name. I mean, I call him Tans a lot too.
I think we all have
some kind of dyslexia somewhere in our vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
That's something that you always get hung up on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is just an interesting one that it's Towns Van Zandt's name.
All right, one more time.
Sponsorships, people are paying money.
Yeah, maybe so.
There's money to be made.
Well, you may be wondering, what does all this have to do with Towns Van Zandt? Or Towns Van Zandt?
I love Towns Van Zandt.
Well, this, according to Daniel Antopolsky, Stevenson played there all the time. And Towns Van Zandt, or Towns Van Zandt,
it's hard,
booked a gig in here. I don't know what kind of hit it was or just what became of it. Towns Van Zandt, Towns Van Zandt. I'm just going to call him Towns.
Or Tans, whatever you want to do.
He stayed inside.
Mama called him Towns, I'm going to call him Towns.
That is so great.
I love it when you get the Rhines. Oh, God almighty. All right, there's Rhines, candidate number one. Candidate number two is Dan McDowell from Bad Radio. This is trouble with the live spot. He had a hard time with the phrase helical pier.
That's
helical
a tough one.
Helical pier, yeah.
AP. Let's talk hot dip galvanized steel. That's the all-pro foundation repair, helical,
Yeah? Go on.
Where are we going here?
I don't know where I'm going here.
Hot dog?
It's a helical hot dog. That's the pier. The pier! The pier!
Okay.
Uh-huh. All-pro foundation repairs pier. Hot dipped galvanized, not bare steel. What if they offered you bear steel? Wouldn't you scoff?
Wouldn't you
walk away? Wouldn't you slam the door in their face? All-Pro Foundation Repair would not do that to you, Bob.
I feel like I'm bound to make you finish the spot as well, but I'm going to jump in here.
I'm just going to say the hot dip galvanized pier.
It's hot dip.
The best pier you can get.
877 Mean Green.
Yeah, I guess it was pier. The word pier, it just didn't come to him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there too, where you just can't think of the word, and it just, your mind keeps skipping and skipping and skipping, and you just can't quite say it.
The thing.
Yeah, that thing. That's a Helico.
You go to Screensaver.
Yeah, Screensaver.
I like how hot dog is placeholder now.
Yeah, I know. It's become a placeholder word. All right, one more time. Let's hear Dan struggle.
Hey, Pete. Let's talk hot dip galvanized steel. That's the all-pro foundation repair. Helical.
Yeah?
Go on.
Where are we going here?
I don't know where I'm going here.
Hot dog?
It's a helical hot dog. That's the pier. The pier! The pier!
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All-pro foundation repairs pier. Hot dipped galvanized, not bear steel. What if they offered you bear steel? Wouldn't you scoff?
Wouldn't
you walk away? Wouldn't you slam the door in their face? All-pro foundation repair would not do that to you, Bob.
I feel like I'm bound to make you finish the spot as well, but I'm going to jump in here.
I'm just going to say the hot dipped galvanized pier.
It's hot dipped.
The best pier you can get.
877 Mean Green.
All right, there is Dan.
They couldn't have helped him out.
No,
he was struggling to come up with the word.
Mm-mm.
On that show?
Not on that show. They love to watch the other guy fail on that show. All right, there's Dan, candidate number two. Candidate number three from the Morning Musers, Gyrog Dunham.
I think you're mispronouncing that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's me. It's George, who's up for yet another e-break. We laughed about as hard as we've ever laughed on this show a couple of days ago when we came up with the scenario of bro country Beatles. And we got there, and believe it or not, talking about Barbara Streisand cloning her dog. But anyway, we got to laughing about bro country Beatles because we kept adding on to it, and the P1s joined in, and man, we were just having a huge laugh.
The thought was, what if they cloned the Beatles?
Yeah.
And we brought them back, and for 18 years, we nurtured their growth to turn them into the Beatles 2.0. But instead, somewhere around age 17 or 18, they took a different path. They got into bro country.
And you couldn't talk them out of it.
Couldn't talk them out of it. That's just the path they took. And no matter what you did, you just couldn't get them to be the Beatles despite their DNA.
So all these huge Beatles fans have been waiting for two decades for the new version of the Beatles, genetically engineered.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing bro country.
Yeah, right. Basically they got British Luke Bryan instead. And anyway, we got a big cackle out of it. And the problem was we had to do a live spot right afterwards. And this may have been for, is this All Pro Foundation as well? I think it may have been. Sorry, All Pro. I just couldn't hang in there.
And they are the leaders in the industry here in North Texas when it comes to fixing your home's foundation. And with all the rain we had last week and this week, you can guarantee problems are going to start to pop up.
We have a lot of...
Yes, we have a lot of problems here in North Texas with foundation issues because of our unstable soil. It differs from neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block.
What a bailout.
He
I'm
actually
really sorry
had to take
that.
Off his headset. We were on remote,
headset,
threw
yeah.
off his headset, and ran away from the broadcast table.
Well, if I stayed there, I just would have just kept laughing, and you wouldn't have been able to finish it. Yeah, you were the pro there that finished it. What a ridiculous bailout that is on your broadcast partner here.
And they are the leaders in the industry here in North Texas when it comes to fixing your home's foundation. And with all the rain we had last week and this week, you can guarantee problems are going to start to pop up.
We have a lot of...
Yes, we have a lot of problems here in North Texas with foundation issues because of our unstable soil. It differs from neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block.
Well, you could not get a half second into
no,
it.
Nothing.
Sounds like Gordo was about to tickle you or something. You just couldn't handle it.
No, he was just back there going, uh-oh.
What was going through your mind when that live spot started?
I was giggling before it, and I was thinking, okay, let's just see how it goes. And I thought if I could have made it maybe the first 5 or 10 seconds, but And I don't even know what my point was going to be. They've got, all right, one more time, because I don't know where I was going either.
And they are the leaders in the industry here in North Texas when it comes to fixing your home's foundation. And with all the rain we had last week and this week, you can guarantee problems are going to start to pop up.
We have a lot of...
Yes, we have a lot of problems here in North Texas with foundation issues because of our unstable soil. It differs from neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block.
Yeah, that was a good transition on your part.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of problems. Yeah, it makes no sense. That's right. All right, so those are your three candidates, Rhines, Dan McDowell, or me. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven. Give me George.
Wow. Kind of sounds like his voice, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's Jordan McMillan, who's a 32 handicap, who plays out of Brookhaven.
I think that is Jordan Spieth calling from Mexico. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello. Sports caller?
Hello, yes. Yeah, George, I got a box of GIMP masks for you. Where would I drop that off at your house?
I don't know what those are.
GIMP masks,
I
George.
I have no idea what those are. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Musers.
Hey.
Hot-dip galvanized. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
What were you going to... Like
an e-brake on the e-brake.
What is your... He's trying to vote for Dan. Stop interrupting.
Hot galvanized steel sounds like the name of a porno he'd watch.
Okay, see? That's not bad.
It's not good either.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hi. I'd like to vote for all of Sean Bass's unwanted shake voice political commentary.
Hey. You lay off Sean.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
He can have all the unwanted political commentary on this show that he desires. Keep bringing it, Sean.
Yeah, bring it.
Like, give us one right now. What do you got?
What's so great about the libs?
There you go.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Sean's gun collection.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Okay, George has fake laughs. Craig, you two suck, and Gordon Keith is the greatest broadcaster of all time.
Thank you for knowing that.
But what a messed up call that is.
I really don't like you insulting my assistants, though.
Assistants? I never signed up to be your assistant.
He was besmirching us.
He was. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to vote for...
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, I was the person that clogged your toilet at the orgy last week, and you win.
Well, okay. I guess that's a vote for me. I didn't host one of those, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning to you, Musers.
Howdy.
Hey, Jeb, you still luge on the weekends?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's go with the vote of Mitch Ryder or Mick Reiners or Mike Reiner. Mike Reiner, that's who it. Oh, and by the way, Bro Country Beatles, not that funny.
Ooh. Well, guess what?
Tim's fighting words.
Really
I'm
great
sorry.
Opinion. There are you there, Chief.
That's it.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd love to go to Towns, and pick up some vaginal slice board.
Hello, you're on ticket radio.
I'd like to vote for Robot Danny saying sponsorship at the beginning of Ryan's e-break, and also like to vote for Diarrhea Pants Dunham.
Did you say sponsorship weird?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Sponsorships.
Yeah, that is a robot
isolate
call
that. Sponsorships.
Yeah, good catch there.
Say it again.
Good morning.
Sponsorships.
Well, hi there.
Hi. Good morning. I love you madly, Giorgio, and I'm going to vote for you this week.
Oh, that's so sweet. And ladies and gentlemen,
love that dude.
I got another win. How about that?
And they are the leaders in the industry here in North Texas when it comes to fixing your home's foundation. And with all the rain we had last week and this week, you can guarantee problems are going to start to pop up.
We have a lot of...
Yes, we have a lot of problems here in North Texas with foundation issues because of our unstable soil. It differs from neighborhood to neighborhood, block to block.
So unprofessional. I apologize to everybody.
Sponsorships.
Yes, to sponsorships, everybody.
Yes, that's correct, colleague. We do have a lot of problems.
All right, how many is that for
80th
me?
80th win.
Whoa.
You are 13 Ooh. Behind Whoa. Norman Gasly Kitskis.
Right.
Do you think you can track him down?
I don't know. Norm's pretty strong. He almost got nominated this week. He's usually a player. All right, well, thank you very much. I will treasure that 80th win. That is a definite milestone.